today is all about the 80s for us, but this week with Tanya and Steve, it was all about me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Rosie.
Yes!
Well, there's a few people, actually, that want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad. It's going to be really fun. Happy birthday, Dad.
That's his daughter Lily at the end. She's 17.
17 years or 17 months? I'll let you decide. Hey, speaking of babies, this week with Tanya and Steve, we were talking weird and wonderful baby names that you've given your kids.
What do you got, Graham?
My son's name is Lulu John.
Your son's name is Lulu?
Yeah, L-U-L-U-J-O-H-N.
What's that from? John.
Well, it's a combination of my grandfather's first name and my wife's great-uncle's first name.
And what are they?
Lulu and John.
I thought Lou was for Lou, and the other Lou was for, you know.
I got exactly what Tanya said, but I like more Graham's response. It's Lulu John.
Hey, Steve did something this week which Tanya unfortunately happened to see. Now, after she saw said incident, Steve was asked to hand over something pretty important.
I'm here to tell you that I'm demanding Steve's man card, please.
Oh, no, why?
Because we turned up at the same time this morning.
Oh, don't.
Oh, what's happened, Tanya? I haven't heard this.
Oh, no.
He was trying to be Mr. Cool and just back the car back and talk to me at the same time. And you know men can't do two things at once.
Oh, no, you didn't need the car.
Yeah.
Not the car, the Batmobile.
Oh, Steve, in front of Tanya.
In front of me.
Oh, no.
That's like when we were kids and he fell off his BMX in front of me too.
You know what, Roz? She laughed the same amount. The same amount.
Oh.
It's always good to have friends. Oh, no, Tanya!
You're an idiot! Did you scratch it?
Yeah.
No, that'll buff out, Roz.
It'll buff out.
Yeah, that'll buff
That's
out,
what
mate.
He said. We'll go with that.
I said that once when I rolled my car. That'll buff out.
Last week, Tanya had a couple of mishaps on the air.
Leather panties.
Or pants.
Tanya.
And I can't even mention the other phrase she stuffed up when talking about Warnie's mum. But Steve, this week, he was subject to another one when Tanya attempted to give him a history lesson.
46 years ago today, that's what happened. The seas were angry, the storm was fierce, and the Cigna ran aground on Stockton Beach.
Jeez, I'll tell you, on that, with all the rain and all the tides and the beach the way it is,
Oh yeah. Now
we see now those war tank brick stops.
Yeah.
On Stockton Beach.
Thought the Japs were coming ashore.
Japanese, yes.
Japanese. And what's wrong with Japs? What's wrong with Japs? Sorry, Aussies, Japs.
There actually is nothing.
Okay.
Because you are saying it how it was said then.
Yeah, okay.
So Tanya, it is in context. It is completely fine. However, I wouldn't go banding that around at a restaurant and having any sushi.
Well, that's what we thought.
That's what they thought 48 years ago.
Yeah, 46.
46, my mistake. I wouldn't go correcting me right now, while you, Tanya.
Hey, Steve, I'm really sorry in advance for this. If you're not awake at 6 o'clock, the current Tanya and Steve show opener has a line in it that says this.
Steve's got a hairy clacker.
And a few weeks ago, after Steve's colonoscopy, Tanya did start the show with some validation.
Right now on Triple M.
What's that? Okay, I'm just getting a message from Hunter Valley Private Hospital. Yes, they can confirm Steve's got a hairy clacker after his colonoscopy last week.
At least they got to see where I got all my ideas from.
Well, Steve's butt has obviously been playing on Tanya's mind because this week she decided to rework a modern-day fairy tale for Steve.
Remember this one.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair.
She did. So what I've done today is I've made you the star of a fairy tale.
What in the hell is going on?
It goes like this.
And Rosie, don't think for a second I know you're not part of this.
It goes like this. It's very simple.
Is it?
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hairy clacker hair so that I may climb the seven stories to the Triple M Tower and join you for ye oldie breakfast. That's how long it is, kids. He can let down his trousers and drop it all the way down. down to Honeysuckle Drive.
This kid shows you how much spare time Tanya had on her road trip to Tamworth yesterday. I need to write something for the show. Let's write it about Steve's hairy bum.
Don't you think that's cute, though?
I got another word for it.
What?
Wingman, but I can't say it on air.
Finally, the thing I love about working with Tanya and Steve is that they are really generous. I mean, what other radio show out there would even mention, let alone talk up the competition?
My rain gauge outside has got about 7 inches of rain in it. Now, I don't know whether you'd consider it a real rain gauge.
Bucket?
Well, no, it's glass, but it does usually hold a candle. So
I was so about to say, I'm not going to trust you on the shardy glass you didn't take inside from Friday,
that's
right?
What I thought
no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my rain gauge, everybody. No, it's not.
The couple of times that I've listened to the ABC on the way here. Well, because we know Dan. I like Dan. Anyway.
Oh, sorry. I was just listening to bloody Nick Jess and Ducko on Hit.
No, but they have these people that ring up.
I'm more of a Richard and Kim fan.
From Vasey, like the cow cocky and things like that, who ring up with their rain gauge overnight.
Here's another thing, too. It shows what we're beating them in the ratings.
Raindrops are falling on my head and they keep falling.
And that was Rosie's Rewind.
So Newcastle. Tanya and Steve for breakfast on 102.9 Triple M.